What up, super friends? Isela here. No rapping for me. Last time I tried that, I got strangely misogynistic. Sorry, getting off topic. In response to the really kind people who've reached out asking how they can support us, we've set up a Patreon. We're so legit now. One might say we're too legit to quit. We know subscriptions are sucky, but we've made it super easy to sign up. And best of all, it is dirt cheap, y'all. Only $2 a month. You can't even buy a single Savage Smoked Slim Jim for that money. For $2, you'll get our episodes a week early and ad-free. Also, we're going to send you some fun and cool stickers a few times a year, along with a shout-out during one of our episodes. You will be known to us as the most super of our super friends. Link is in the show notes, or check us out on patreon.com/technicallyaconversation. Blue balls. One of the biggest mysteries for women. A big myth is that it's all the sperm backed up that causes the pain or ache. Yet, scientifically speaking, it's widely accepted it's all the additional blood pooled around down there. And I say widely accepted because blue balls is not in any medical textbooks. How can that be if more than half of men in a survey said they experienced this? How often does it happen and how painful is it really? Also, can women get blue balls? All the details next on Technically a Conversation. Super friends, welcome to another episode of Technically a Conversation. Here, we like to share an interesting topic or story with each other, which we've recently learned, and hope you find it interesting too. I'm one half of your hosts today, Isela. Joining me as always is Jose. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. My little sister's in town, so I'm absolutely loving it.
Nice.
Yeah. What about yourself? How's everything?
Pretty good. My little sister is also in town. But she's usually always in town, so.
Oh, okay. Show off. No, I'm just kidding.
I can see you're still very much in the Easter spirit. The Holy Spirit is still filling you with light.
Yeah, my peeps all around me. That's right. These are fun. I only get to bust these out every once in a while, and they're actually my daughters.
Oh, okay.
That's why they look all punk. They're like punk peeps. I don't know if that's how they were sold as, but yeah.
I was going to say they look kind of gangster with like tattoos and shit. Almost looks like Jared Leto's Joker or something.
Yeah. No, like check out this choker right here. It's like a star. I want that. Like I want that for me. Yeah. It's pretty cool. But anyway, sorry people who are, maybe I'll send a picture in for the show notes and you guys can see what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to be visible in the episode picture that we take. So y'all can see it on our socials. It normally comes up with the episode artwork as well. So
yeah, zoom into that craziness right there.
But you know what, now that you mentioned that, I know that with the other podcast that I had, Scary Bedtime Stories, It did enable me to post pictures in the show notes, and I discovered that by accident.
Oh wow.
So I'll have to check to see if I can do it with this podcast. It's a different host. This one is with Spotify, so I don't know if they'll allow us to do that, but I can try it and see if maybe I could start posting these pictures that we take, post them in the show notes as well.
I can't promise it's going to be as exciting as we're going to, or at least I think it is. But yeah, that sounds kind of neat.
Yeah. And sadly, ladies, I'm not very good looking, so I'll just disappoint you now before you you go and look at it.
That's not true, ladies. I'm sure you're curious. Go peek. Well, giant disclaimer on today's topic. It's really, I'm going to go with sensitive. Thus, to protect your privacy, Jose, I want to say that this conversation can really be more about like the articles and the science podcast episode information that I'm sharing and not necessarily personal stuff. This is where you get to like let in or share, let out what you would like to share. You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Sure.
Okay. It'll all make sense in a little bit. I think it's safe to say that all of us here at the podcast rely fairly heavily on science. What do you think about that? Like, for example, if we heard something, even when it was COVID days and the vaccination, we were like, okay, what does the science really say? Like, is this good or not? You know, like we actually like look up the science.
Yeah, I personally live by the scientific method. So for me, it's not just a good idea. It's kind of a way of life.
Yes, I would 100% back that up. I think Elena would too. I don't know if I want to speak for her on that, but I think so.
Yeah. And I think I was really critical of some of our earlier episodes just because of that, because I thought that some things we weren't really, you know, seeing like negatives or anything. It was just, it seemed a lot of times it was just like us endorsing something. It's like, well, you know, let's kind of see like what's, you know, what some of the side effects are and everything instead of just blindly endorsing something.
Sure.
You know, it all has to do with the background in science. I mean, there's some things that there are in two sides. Like there's no two sides about global warming. That's a fact.
Right.
But there are some other things that are experimental that they still don't have all the concrete evidence on. So I think in those things, it is good to always show both the positives and negative side effects, et cetera.
Yeah, sure, sure. I get that completely. Have you ever experienced anything that science or medicine perhaps doesn't have a name for it?
I can't say that I have. If I experience something new, I usually Google it. And I can normally find an answer to most things that I have.
Yeah, like WebMD or something to the rescue.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, it's very possible that you might have and you don't know, because this was all news to me, and this is what we're going to talk about. By the way, I did start writing a whole other script. It was like a true crime mystery, which who doesn't love that? But also, let's keep it real. Like true crime gets a lot of love on podcasts, just in general. You know what does not get a lot of love?
Me? No.
I'm going to say we all love you. So hopefully you're feeling some love. But what does not get a lot of love on episodes in general, or just a lot of love? Balls. Yeah, I think the attention is really stolen by the front man, so to speak. So I'm going to change that. at least for today's episode.
Okay.
Today, we're going to attempt to have a very mature adult conversation about something I honestly knew very, very little about, blue balls.
That's something that I know very much about, unfortunately.
Oh my God, well, I didn't know anything about like, what is it? So this is some of the things we're going to talk about. Like, what is it? What does science say about it? What does medicine say about it? How often does it really happen? Like, what's really going on in the testes that's making the cojones hurt? You know, like, or whatever. I don't know. So I was like, you know what? I don't know dick about balls. So let's find out. I don't know if you're ready for this, but we're also going to touch on why did someone with a penis go viral for saying, quote, blue balls doesn't hurt. Men use it as an excuse for women to have sex with them, unquote. Sumimasen. Like, that's Japanese for excuse me. Sometimes we're going to learn Spanish. Sometimes we're going to learn Japanese, guys.
Was that, what's his name? The new Speaker of the House, Johnson? I don't know if you've heard his thing.
No, what did he say?
Well, he, I want to say his name is Johnson, something Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember his name, but he has an app on his phone called, I think, the Covenant app. And him and his son have it, I guess they're like buddies or like Covenant buddies or something.
Okay.
And this app reportedly snitches on you when you masturbate.
Oh, what? How does it do that?
Well, I guess like when you search for porn or something on your phone, it'll say, oh, red alert, red alert.
Oh, I was thinking it was like a wristwatch. And it was like tracking your movement on a wristwatch.
No, although that probably might be more effective, because if you're looking up porn in your computer, the app probably won't be notified.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, my God, that's funny.
But yeah, they apparently keep themselves accountable. So I guess it's like, oh, little Jimmy is he's playing with his little Jimmy. So like the dad busts in, I guess, to stop him or something.
Okay. They must be some kind of, I don't know what religion they are, but I know.
He's a Republican, so I think that should tell you everything you need to know.
Republicans don't masturbate? Wow, this is a lot of news. I didn't know. I'm learning so much already.
I guess the new ones don't, but you know, they usually have very conservative ideals.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Wow, I did not know that. That's really that's really wild.
I only know about it because they were talking about it on the Daily Zeitgeist. And yes, his name is Mike Johnson. I just couldn't remember the first name.
Oh, wow. Mike Johnson talking about his Johnson.
Or apparently he doesn't talk about it. So.
Oh, well, that's true, I guess. Oh, man.
He probably has the most incredible case of blue balls ever.
Right? Oh, my God. Like forever blue balls?
Yeah. The perma blue.
They're so blue, they're purple now. Just kidding. So what that guy said, it sounded like fighting words to me. Like, basically, it sounded like he was calling men liars. I get it. But before y'all get testy on me, we're going to go to the medical textbooks to clear this up, to see what's going on. And similar to pinball, we're going to tackle a bonus ball of a question. Testes, ovaries, they're kind of similar. So do women get blue ovaries? That's going to be a fun one.
That's a good question. I've never thought about that.
I didn't either until I was doing all this research. So prepare to mentally drop your pants because today we're going to shed some light where the sun don't shine.
Joke's on you, Isela. I'm not wearing any pants right now that we're recording.
Gross already.
I am 100% kidding. I am wearing pants.
I know. This is our Blue Balls episode. Let's divulge about the bulge. This information comes from mostly one of my nerd podcasts that I like to listen to. It's called Science Versus, and every episode is something different. And this episode came from last year. It's called Blue Balls, a Ball-Faced Lie. Also, a 2018 Cosmo article, What is Blue Balls? Are they real or just a myth? A 2019 Cosmo article, Blue Balls Aren't Real. You're welcome. I like how Cosmo's just asking themselves questions and responding to themselves a year later in the title. A study conducted in 2023 in the NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health, and the BuzzFeed article, let's just summarize with, I read a handful of articles, so you don't have to. Links in the show notes.
Show notes.
Show notes. Okay. Safe question, I promise. Have you ever heard of balls actually turning blue?
I have not.
I wonder, like, what? Why do you think we got the term blue balls then?
Maybe the alliteration, blue balls.
Yeah, I definitely like the alliteration. I'm sure men don't like blue balls, but I like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
It made me wonder if the term blue balls was more of a reference to, like, when balls don't bust a nut. Like, are they sad? Like, blue? You know what I mean? Anyway, just a thought. I just thought I would throw that out there at first.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know if anybody else knows. I couldn't find any origin on blue balls, but let's get on with it. First, let's lay the foundation about what blue balls is or what they are. For all the other confused women out there just who were just like me before, it's some kind of discomfort males experience when their bodies have prepared for liftoff, aka ejaculation, but for whatever reason didn't actually get to ejaculate. Some describe it as soreness in the sperm spheres. Others say that it's not so much pain, but maybe like a heaviness in the wrinkle berries. Jose, as someone who does have a lead singer in a backup band, this is where you either want to agree or disagree with this explanation, or we can pass go and collect $200.
For me, it is more pain than heaviness.
Oh, it's pain. Okay. That's interesting.
But I have to say that it was something that I definitely experienced a lot more when I was younger than I experience now.
Ah.
I guess like when you're younger, you're more anxious, or at least when it comes to that. So I think that might be part of the reason for it.
Yeah. I think also when you're younger, maybe the hormones are, you know, barely starting to kind of fire off and like, hey, I can do this thing now too. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's almost like a new toy.
And also with guys, every year they lose 1% of their testosterone. So they naturally have less testosterone to, I mean, I don't know if I could say to make you less horny because I don't feel like I've gotten, even though like, you know, I'm almost 50, but I don't feel like I've gotten to the point where I don't feel aroused anymore or whatever. But I guess like the hormones aren't as strong, if that makes sense. Maybe I'm oversharing.
No, no. You get to cut out as much as you want. No, but I think that's safe to say. And that's really interesting. I didn't know that males lose 1% a year on in general. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So scientifically speaking, what do you think causes this discomfort? Do you think it's the mini Michael Phelps swimmers that are hanging out too long, like overstaying their welcome, maybe?
No. Usually when it happens is when, well, I guess there's really like no kind way of saying it. It's when you think you're going to get laid. I think the body just starts producing more sperm than you have naturally. Because, I mean, guys always have sperm. Like, you know, if I was going to pull a Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, you know, I'll always have some ready, you know. But when you're turned on, you know, when you're with somebody else and you're like super aroused, like you can tell like just the quantity.
It's producing more.
Yeah, it produces a lot more and it's more, I guess, liquidy.
Well, I can shed some light to that, and you might be surprised because that was one of the things that these two ladies did discuss. And they spoke to a urologist and a sexual wellness expert, Dr. Jamin Brahmbhatt. Interestingly, he said that if that was the case, that was like all this extra sperm, that the males with erectile dysfunction would constantly have blue balls because, you know, they're getting backed up since they can't ejaculate, right? So erectile dysfunction, just so everybody knows, that's just fancy Nancy speak for men who have problems with getting a chub or actually, you know, kind of getting it up kind of thing. It's shortened to ED for that younger generation who likes to make an acronym out of everything, LOL or LOL. Just kidding. The way the body handles the added loads, you know, sperm that might have been backed up for these people who have, or these men who have erectile dysfunction, it'll dribble out of your pee and it'll come out of as little white chunks. You can see it in your urine or little crud. And younger men have wet dreams. There's science behind the wet dreams, people. Totally wild. He also clarified that the semen ejaculated isn't instantly made like Easy Bake Oven style, like you were saying. They actually grow into full-grown sperm in about 2 months. So what you ejaculate is about 2 months old. You guys grow little whippersnappers of your own inside you guys, like little Mr. Moms. I thought that was pretty cool. So now we've clarified the pain isn't coming from the buildup of the baby gravy. So what could it be? Most common and widely accepted reason is the extra blood that gets rushed to the penis, which causes it to stand at attention, right? But it'll pull around the balls. And that's possibly what's causing the discomfort. Very interesting, right? We're all learning. So you have a degree in psychology. Do you remember what the DSM is?
Yes, it's a Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
Okay. Do you want to describe what this giant book is used for?
Yeah, it's pretty much used to diagnose, I guess, mental conditions usually. Normally, you look at what symptoms somebody has and you'll reference the DSM. And normally, everything is a spectrum. So one disease doesn't normally encompass everything. Sometimes it's like, well, it could be this, but it can also be this and this. So normally, you look at what the symptoms are, try and see which illness it better encompasses. And there'll be other things there like, it's something that has to happen more than certain amount of times a day or a month or whatever. And normally has to be something that also interferes with your life. So yeah, I don't know if that's what you were looking for, but that's in psychology, normally that would be what you would be looking for.
Yeah, yeah. It almost is like a giant list of like all the mental disorders or whatever you want to call them, right?
Correct.
Even like the super rare stuff, the Cotard's syndrome, which is where a person is convinced that they're dead or missing a limb, and they think they're just like walking around as like a corpse, which is really crazy. But similarly, the World Health Organization, WHO, has an extremely lengthy list of diseases. And I hate to break it to everybody, but blue balls is not in there. There's even a whole chapter of sexual health, and yet it is nowhere.
I wouldn't consider that a disease. And by the way, cold tarts is one of the topics that I have on my list, my ever-growing list.
That's fun. I thought that one was so fascinating. That's funny. Okay, good to know.
I actually started writing the script for it, I think it was a few weeks ago. But then I don't know what distracted me and I ended up choosing something else. But no, I don't think blue balls is a disease because at least like personally, it's not something that if I'm just at home, like I don't get blue balls. If I'm looking at porn, I don't get blue balls. Not that I spend hours looking at porn or anything. Okay. It's something that only like when I'm with like somebody else, like in my case, when I'm with another woman and you know, usually the foreplay is going on. And I'm like ultra aroused. And after, I guess like the release, the blue ball immediately goes away.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
But also like if you're like hyper aroused, you were saying about it leaking, it does start to leak even if you, if there's no manipulation involved, it'll...
This is very true.
It'll leak naturally and you're like, oh, fuck. Well, I guess I can't wear these pants anymore.
Yeah, you're like, I guess I also need panty liners. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I thought that was really interesting, though. I guess I can see how you, it's not really a disease. Maybe it's like a temporary condition. Is that kind of where we're going?
Yeah. And at least for me, there's nothing that I can do to reach that level of arousal, if that makes sense. It's something that only happens when I'm with somebody else.
Yeah, I get that completely. Well, interestingly, if you Google blue balls, there's a very legit sounding term. It's called epididymal hypertension, which is fancy Nancy speak for high pressure in the epididymis, which sits right above the testicles. It's like a little party hat, but actually it's this long coiled wormy looking thing. And that's actually what holds your sperms. Your little spermies and sperms. I don't even know if that, I guess sperm is already plural. I don't know what to call it. But that is definitely a long name, epididymal hypertension. So I guess we can be young, act young, and let's just shorten it to eh. Just kidding. As a reminder, as legit as this sounds, it is not in any medical textbooks. At this point in the podcast that I was listening to, the host surmises that maybe this term was invented by a urologist and everyone just kind of ran with it. So brace yourself because another urologist even said epididymal hypertension is entirely unproven. Balgame? Or balgame? The urologist, Dr. Jamin Brombat, mentioned earlier, check this out, Jose. Homeboy has a website, myballshurt.com. And even he said that he has never diagnosed anybody with blue balls or EH or eh. He even apologized for sounding boring. So give me your thoughts so far. Doesn't this sound like a little nuts?
Again, I don't think it's a disease. I don't think it's something that maybe like five minutes won't cure, you know? But
it's like pain, though.
It is painful, but I mean, I think burning yourself on the stove is not a disease. It hurts. But eventually it goes away. It's not something that's chronic. I think it would have to be something that would be chronic in order for it to be something that could be diagnosed. It's only that something that happens when certain conditions are met. And it's something that's pretty easily alleviated.
I do agree with that 100%. We're going to get into that also. But I did find it weird because if there's pain going on, and some men say that it's pretty severe sometimes, then I would imagine, like if like you were using the example of burning your hand. Well, we know why it hurts, because your hand was too close to the stove or, you know, you touched something that was hot. But in this case, there's pain, and yet no one has actually studied why there is pain. I guess that's the part that is really weird. Like, where in the world is the research? And also, this is super weird because when it comes to studies, as far as I'm getting any like funding, in 75% of the diseases that were only affecting one gender, it was the males that got all the funding. So male health issues get way more attention and money, thus leaving me more befuddled, if that's even possible. If unable to find surveys on Blue Balls, you make one. And that's exactly what this podcast did because they have a ton of followers. They are in the not even like top 1%. They are in the 0.01% of science podcasts. So they got a huge amount of participants. Just under 1,500 people with penises participated. Here was the main question first. When you've approached orgasm and didn't ejaculate, did your testicles or the surrounding area ever hurt or felt achy? What percentage of them do you think said yes?
Maybe 50%.
Good guess. Let's find out when we return from our break. Fun, fun, fun.
Hi, I'm Abby, and this is Alan.
Hello.
We're from the Lunatics Radio Hour podcast, where we explore the history of horror and modern horror storytelling.
We do deep dives into legends like ghost trains, or the Headless Horseman, or Wendigos.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Including cell phones and computers.
Join us on the Unseen Paranormal Podcast as we dive into the history, hauntings, and how strange of the world to try to better understand the paranormal. I will be your guide. I am paranormal researcher and investigator Eric Freeman Sims. Tune in to the Unseen Paranormal Podcast for new episodes every Wednesday as we welcome authors, historians, researchers, investigators, and various other guests to explore our unseen world and the unexplainable. All current and past episodes are available anywhere you get your music or podcasts. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Hello, and welcome to Myth Monsters. I'm Erin, a self-confessed mythology addict and occasionally scholar. Myth Monsters focuses on the monsters of global folklore and mythology, with sometimes a cryptid thrown in once or twice. We go from looking at jackalopes to gorgons to wendigos to Bigfoot, from dwarves to elves, and honestly, everything in between. Why should I listen to this podcast over any other mythology podcast out there? Well, we're only 15 to 20 minutes long, so we're perfect in time for your little commute. And also, we focus on a different culture and monster every single week, a real in-depth look into modern media, where they're found in films, TV, video games, and books, and also the origin, description, and if I believe they existed. So it's perfect for any short trips or if you're into any specific monsters that you fancy. So come join the fun every Thursday and stay spooky, babes.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
There's no good question that I can ask for this kind of conversation we're having. So I hope you had a good break.
I did. No blue balls to report.
Okay, I didn't really want to ask that. I was like, I have nothing good to ask.
I say the things that people are too afraid to ask.
I appreciate it, which is why I knew you would not shy away and you would be like, let's go balls deep on this one. Just kidding. So before we left, we had asked, or I had asked a question, what percentage did you think of people with penises said yes, and you guessed 50%?
That is correct.
Very excellent. It was 56%, more than half. I was like, well, I mean, you're pretty close. I don't know if I would say you were wrong.
The answer was 56, not 50%.
This is true. Yeah, but close. Very close.
But before we go too much further, I wanted to talk about something that you said earlier, was that there was no funding done for this quote-unquote disease. The thing is, I don't see it as being a disease because it's not chronic. It's something that is uncomfortable. It's painful, but it goes away. And, you know, usually, you know what? Well, I don't know. I'm probably oversharing. But normally, when you feel it is when you're with a new partner, somebody that you have not been intimate with before.
Oh.
Because you have that excitement of like, oh, this is my first time with that person.
This is something new, right?
Yeah. And then if they come out with like the whole, oh, I'm on my period or whatever.
Oh.
Then yeah, you're usually left with blue balls.
That is really, really interesting that it's usually with a new partner.
Yeah, if it's somebody that you've been with for, you know, like 2 years or something, you're not likely to experience that.
That's almost like bringing in a whole psychological level to this condition. And what I was meaning by that is, like, even in the medical textbooks, a headache is in there, but, you know, headache is just a headache. It can be temporary. It can happen to you once every couple of months, maybe like blue balls or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess it's more of a condition or a reason for pain. I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah. And at the same time, also a headache, you can experience it every day. There's people that have chronic headaches.
There are people with chronic headaches, but those would be called chronic headaches, you know, but people with just headaches. Oh, okay. Well, it could be, you know, lack of sleep, dehydration, like it can be a number of things, but that's because people have gone and researched that stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, with blue balls, it's a very, very easy way to solve it.
Yes. That's still part of what we'll be talking about later for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So 56% of people with penises said, yes, they've experienced this. So now we know more or less how many people are affected. And so now to gain a level of, like, what's the discomfort, you know, what's the discomfort level? Like, what percentage do you think said it was like severe pain, like stabbing or sharp pain?
I don't know. I don't know if I would say it's severe. So I'd say maybe like 20%.
Yeah, only 7%. So less than 10% said it was severe. So that's really good to know. More than half experience it, but it's not that bad. So again, it's probably revealing also a lot of what you were saying. It's only severe for a very few amount of people.
You know when it's really painful? When you have to pee, because it's almost impossible to pee when you have that.
Sorry, laughing. Okay, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. This is an adult conversation. We're going to have this.
A simple piss will take you like 20 minutes, maybe.
But I think it makes sense because if they were saying it's blood pooling in that area, it's almost like all this pressure inside. So you've got all this extra fluid of the blood, and then you got the extra, you know, the urine. That's a double whammy right there. Yeah. That's really rough. Anyway, okay. So lots of insightful information on this survey. So now they wanted to find out how often this pain occurred. Was it every time? Or like what you said, maybe it's only when you had a new partner, stuff like that. But their answers were like, you know, always, often, rare, very rare. So where do you think the majority of the people sat?
Prior on rare.
Well, 45% said it was very rare. So I thought that was really interesting. If it's extremely rare, so very rare, not very painful, so what's all the hype about the blue balls? You know what I mean? Having said that, one doctor said this could be the reason why there is no research. It's so rare. It's not painful. Not to mention the antidote, as you said, is as easy as it comes.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly. I'm sorry. These puns just write themselves, people. I'm sorry.
People are going to be disappointed when they hear the next episode because it has 100% less puns.
Oh, damn it. No, I had to come up with a lot. Also, Reddit really came through with a lot of these. I pulled up slang terms for balls, which is where the whole wrinkle berries came from and sperm spheres. Single shout out to that. I did not put that in the show notes, but I always could if you guys want to.
I think you're good.
Yeah. So too. But as you said, it is the treatment of blue balls is either wait it out because it'll go away on its own, or you choke the chicken, flog the dolphin, beat the beaver. You know, also it makes me very concerned about the level of animal abuse in these euphemisms. But could this not be the best treatment ever? No side effects, all pleasure, you know?
It is definitely the best treatment ever, I feel.
I would think so too. All right, so let's pivot to our bonus ball tangent. Now that we have a safe assumption of what causes the discomfort, blood pooling around the balls area, do you think this can happen to women, given that, you know, women kind of have similar wiring?
I imagine it does. I mean, obviously, they don't have a sack full of cum to worry about.
Yeah. That's one nice way to put it. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think maybe like them, there really is no mature way to talk about this shit.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I think just them getting wet, I think it's probably like the same thing as like with the guy, you know, maybe like the pre-cum or whatever, where it's like, you're ready to go and it's not waiting for you. I think it's kind of the same thing with women. So I imagine that would be, I guess, like the female analog of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's like, it is normal for both bodies to have
secretions.
Yeah, a rush of blood. This is why women's genitalia also get very engorged, just like men's do. So it kind of does make sense. And yeah, you're absolutely right. This is the reason why women also experience it. And it's known as slang as blue clit or blue vulva. I had no idea those were terms. We're learning slang. We're learning Japanese. We're learning all kinds of stuff today.
We're learning way too much about me.
Yeah. In the same aforementioned survey, 1,138 people with vaginas took the survey. And what percentage of people with vaginas do you think experienced the blue clit, blue vulva?
57%.
Oh, you thought more than men. That would be really interesting. 40%. That's still a very high number.
I thought I would just guess what the men had on the other one. Okay. So
good memory. That's still a good memory. So I thought that was a very high number, and it was like, what? Don't count us out, baby. Like, imagine that high-heeled shoe stopping on the door from opening and like, hey, we're invited too. You know, we want to come to this party, even though we don't. So what percentage of women do you think said that the pain was severe?
10%.
Yeah, men was 7%. Women, only 1% said it was severe. So that's extremely, extremely rare. And how often this happened to women was exactly about 50% said this is how often it happens. And it's funny because at this point of the podcast, they start to throw out suggestions of better names. Now that we know it affects both genders, let's give it a fun name, shall we? I'll tell you what they said. Pink puffy pelvis, the PPP. Very like, you're down with PPP. Yeah, you know me. No, actually, no. But you know what I mean? What should we call it?
I don't know, Isela. You're the punny one. So I think that you should you should come up with the name.
At first, I kind of wanted to call it like the anti-pound pain because you didn't really get to go there, right? But then it's also like when you don't get to reach the summit and you're still at base camp. So it's like base camp pain. But then I, like we were saying earlier, I like the alliteration in blue balls. So I was thinking maybe for the women, we can just call it poon pangs, right? That's definitely more fun to say than blue clit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. When words start with the same letters, it's more fun.
Yeah. So we've uncovered a lot of naked truths, I think. Both genders feel this type of blue balls, poon pangs. This is stemming from extra blood. The pain is very rare for men and women. And women, you know, it's crazy that women even feel it. The cure is super easy. Just wank it out. And your evicted swimmers are 2 months old. Dude, we've covered a lot of ground today.
That's always bake a cake for them.
Well, it is like batter, right? Don't they call it baby batter?
Oh, I don't use them as part of their cake.
No. That is so rough. What are you making over there? I also learned a lot of society, like in general society. And actually, let's put it as a question. How does sex normally end? Like just in general, how does it end?
Usually a lot of crying and feeling ashamed of myself.
Disappointment.
Yeah. Well, normally it ends happy, at least for me, happy. I mean, I'm not ignoring the look of disappointment on her face, but for me, normally happy, extra happy if I get to have a cigarette afterwards.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Like my shirt, cigarettes after sex, yeah.
There you go.
Actually, that was not planned. So a lot of people were describing the end of sex as when the man comes. And I thought it was really interesting because that did seem normal to me until someone pointed out, well, why is it when the male ejaculates or has an orgasm? Like, why isn't it when the woman ejaculates? It's like the patriarchy. I was like, oh my God, this is so absolutely true. So all kinds of really interesting stuff, how women are supposed to be the ones to please the man, blah, blah, blah. And this kind of led to the topic of that BuzzFeed article where the guy who went viral for saying that blue balls was just an excuse to get women to have sex. And I was thinking like, oh, all of these like patriarchal things are kind of tied together. Do you have any thoughts on this initially?
I just wanted to make the joke of, oh, we don't have to have sex. Just come give me a little hand here. But
<You're so gross. laughs> That's funny. You're like, nothing in it for you. All for-
And also, I oh, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road.
This is a dicey episode, but I think we're doing a pretty good job so far. So I appreciate you, you know, kind of amusing me for what it's worth.
I'll just say, I think that both people should be satisfied before it's over. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think that is really, really great. There's a book that has gotten some high praise from a lot of people. I can't remember who the author is, but it's called She Comes First. And I'll just leave it there. But it's really good. And I think it'll open up a lot of doors. And then I'm just going to leave it there. Anyway. But as far as this BuzzFeed article where the man is openly calling out other men who just kind of use this as an excuse to get women to sleep with them, suffice to say that it's all about coercing women into sex. And I know we've said a lot of great jokes, but no one is promoting any sexual coercion. It's never okay. Women never feel pressured into any sexual act. Same thing for men. And for people who are doing that, I mean, just stop it and rub one out yourself. You know, it's as easy as that, right?
Yeah, I think they're just being scumbags at that point.
100% agree.
Yeah. And going back to the pain, you know, it's only painful until the release, I guess. I could see the frustration where you know it's not going anywhere and the other person is kind of like taking their time to leave. Because like that whole time you are kind of in pain. So I'm not saying that what creeps and assholes do to try and coerce women to sleep with them is right. But I can see why they would be frustrated. Because yeah, you are in pain until for that whole time. So, but I'm not saying that it's something that's right. That's a guy problem, not a woman problem or the person that's experiencing problem. Because, you know, it could be a guy with another guy or whatever.
Yeah, no, this is very true. And even though the guy was outing other men, that survey that I was talking about earlier did ask the question, have you ever felt coerced by another person using blue balls or pain, you know, as an excuse, like who actually fell for it or not fell for it? Because that sounds like they're being tricked. Well, I guess they kind of are being tricked, but who felt coerced into sex or some kind of sexual act? So I thought that was really interesting information. So I'm going to share that with you. Women used this to get men to have sex with them. Do you want to know what percentage of the males said they felt they were coerced?
0%.
It's not that far off. 3.7%. So women, 3.7% of you, shame on you. Please don't do that. And guess what women, what percentage of women said they were coerced by men with the whole blue balls excuse?
100%. And I say that because I know there's a lot of douchebags out there. So I wouldn't put it past them.
40%. That's a lot. That really bumped me out. I have to say that's such a large number. So I agree. It sounds like there's a lot of
douchebaggery involved.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And I just got to say it. Like, I think those hairy twins that you guys have are very mysterious, but less mysterious now that I learned a lot of stuff. So I was really captivated by the topic in general. And I felt like I was able to kind of like peek behind this like Wizard of Oz or Wizard of Balls, I should say, curtain. You know, it was really interesting to me.
Well, now that we're on YouTube and we're subject to all the toxicity that's on there, I think that you will have no shortage of assholes saying, oh, it's a mystery, baby. Let me show you what's going on.
I don't want to see that. You're right. I probably don't want to see all of that. This is true.
I think you're inviting the wrong type of discourse.
Hey, like you mentioned before, any comments are good comments because it's bubbling up the algorithm. We do want to know how people are really feel, men and women. Hey, like, this is where you get to speak your truth. Like, have you experienced this? Now you know, women, you're not alone. I didn't know this could happen to women. I was not part of this 40%, but still fascinating. And I'm sure, you know, the women that were feeling this, like, oh my God, I'm not alone. This is kind of crazy and kind of cool to have a little community of poon pangers. I'm going to call them poon pangers now.
All right. Well, if you're on YouTube, definitely leave a comment. The only thing we should be coercing is the algorithm.
Word. I like that.
We should make a shirt. Coerce the algorithm.
I do like it. Hashtag blue balls, hashtag poong pangs. Just kidding. So that really concludes our conversation. Any highlights? Anything that stood out? Any surprising things?
Well, there's always something that stands out, but I think that I've definitely overshared and I feel really bad about myself, but
no. I don't think you said too much. I mean, you just said it was usually with like someone new. That was fascinating to me. I think there's like a whole psychology part that people can explore, you know? That's pretty interesting.
I think that probably goes back to our primal days or when we were meant to reproduce, really. That was like our sole purpose, you know, kind of like viruses and bacteria. So the more you're excited you were about doing it, the more that you would reproduce and the more your DNA would go on. So maybe that's part of it. It's like, well, you usually only experience this with new partners. So we're going to make those experiences extra special. Maybe, I don't know. That's just my back of the napkin hypothesis.
Your armchair expert hypothesis. I get it. That sounds pretty believable to me. Yeah, why not? It's a good view from an anthropology point of view, for sure. Well, before we go, we have to shout out our wonderful patrons, Sophia, Natasha, Eric, Angie, and our lovely Eli.
Eli.
And our newest patron, Madtown Charity.
Charity! Yay! Thank you guys so, so much. We appreciate it. You guys are extra super of the super friends.
Super homie super friends.
Super homies, super friends. And if you want to join, go to patreon.com/technicallyaconversation. It is only $2 a month. You get the episodes a week early and also ad-free, baby. Not to mention, you get some kick-ass stickers. They're really fun. Well, congratulations, lovelies. You've done it again, folks. You have learned along with us. Blue balls and poon pangs are real, but not in any medical textbooks. What? We hope you've been entertained by our chat and invite you to join us again next week. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review, tell a friend, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us on all the socials at Greetings TAC. Email us at greetingstac@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 915-317-6669 if you have a story of blue balls poon pangs to share with us.
Well, I don't think that we want to solicit those type of stories.
Let's not talk. Or maybe you have a better name for it. That would be cool. We want to hear.
Put it in the comments to offset all the trolls on YouTube.
That would be much more fun comments for sure.